in this bulletin, a man to appear in court over suspicious packages sent to diplomatic missions, superannuation, latest point of bickering between the federal government and the opposition, and a surprise inclusion in Australia's test squad for the series against Sri Lanka. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A Victorian man will today appear in court after being arrested over the sending of suspicious packages to embassies, high commissions and consulates of various countries in Melbourne, Sydney and Canberra. The 48-year-old was arrested at his home in Shepparton, 181 kilometres northeast of Melbourne last night. He's been charged with sending dangerous articles to be carried by a postal service. 38 packages are believed to have been sent, with 29 of them being recovered by police so far. Authorities will allege the substances in the packages were sourced from the man's Shepparton home. They say there is no ongoing threat to the general public. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will ask for the release of a Melbourne-based refugee footballer held in Thailand when she makes an official visit to the Southeast Asian country later today. Hakim Al-Arabi has been held in detention in Bangkok since November after being arrested over an incorrectly issued Interpol red notice warrant issued by his native Bahrain. Mr. Al-Arabi fled Bahrain to Australia in 2014 and was granted refugee status in November 2017. He was sentenced in Bahrain to 10 years in prison for allegedly vandalising a Bahraini police station, which he denies. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster, who has been among a number of football and human rights figures lobbying for Mr. Al-Arabi's release, is again calling on Thai government to return him to Australia.
Particularly today, with a bilateral meeting with our Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, call on the Thai government to release Hakim immediately, to respect his international human rights. There's no reason for Hakim to be incarcerated in Thailand right now. He's been there in excess of a six-week period.
Australians could be up to more than $500,000 better off in retirement under a proposal to weed out underperforming superannuation funds. The reforms come as part of a 722-page Productivity Commission report released today. The plan would force regulators to focus on the interests of consumers, crack down on multiple account holders, and include an official best-in-show list of the 10 top-performing funds. It's forecast the list would boost retirement balances by an average of $166,000 per person. However, the plan has been weakly received. Both the Coalition and Labor concerned a culling of the strong superannuation sector could limit competition. Let's move briefly overseas, and the British Parliament has voted to demand Prime Minister Theresa May and her government come up with a plan B if her Brexit deal is voted down on January the 15th. The 308-297 vote demands the government come up with an alternative plan within 3 working days after the January 15 vote, rather than the originally planned 21-day limit. The motion is non-binding, but it will place extra pressure on the government. Ms. May has refused to retreat from her unpopular deal, which intends to keep close trading ties with the EU. Britain is scheduled to leave the EU on the 29th of March. In cricket, Australia has announced its squad for the upcoming Test series against Sri Lanka. Both Sean and Mitch Marsh have been dropped as Aaron Finch from the Test squad that lost 2-1 to India. 20-year-old batsman Will Pukowski is among those to be brought in. Coach Justin Langer says the youngster has a reputation for scoring heavily.
I kept hearing his name come up. He scored hundreds, and so he's obviously has learned the ability to score hundreds. He's poor, so the ability to score runs is what I like about Will Pukowski. A very simple technique.
Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny and 28, hot and sunny in Adelaide, 29, fine weather for Melbourne, 33 degrees in Hobart, cloud clearing, 29 in Canberra, showers with a possible storm, 29 degrees in Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. In Sydney, similar conditions, 28 degrees, much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 30. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.